President Trump will focus on another conflict Monday when he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Mar-a-Lago. The meeting comes amid questions about when the second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will begin. In Gaza, tents housing displaced people have been battered by cold rains and whipping winds that move through the region. Gaza's health ministry says that over the last 2 weeks, there have been at least 12 weather-related deaths. In Myanmar, the first phase of the country's general election has ended as civil war rages throughout the nation. Voters lined up to cast ballots in the first general election since a military coup in 2021 ousted Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. The United Nations and human rights groups both questioned the election's legitimacy because major parties have been excluded. Final results will come after two more rounds of voting in January. The National Weather Service says much of the country will feel the effects this week of a powerful winter storm driven by an intense Arctic cyclone. Winter storm warnings stretch across the northern United States with snow, cold, and hazardous driving conditions expected. Blizzard conditions are possible from the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes. Freezing rain is forecast across New England, and thunderstorms are expected through the east and the south. By Tuesday, some cities will see their temperatures plunge by double digits. And movie screen sex symbol and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot has died. Her status as a pop culture icon was cemented with her appearance in the 1956 film And God Created Woman. She went on to model, sing, and star in 50 more films before she left the world of entertainment to become an animal rights activist. Later in life, Bardot was criticized for her involvement in far-right politics in France. Brigitte Bardot was 91 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the photographer who captured New York City Mayor-elect Zohan Mamdani's improbable rise from relative obscurity. And hitting rewind on some of the songs and albums topping the charts in 2025.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.